Hi, I'm having a speech now for Tadamon. I will have it in English. If you have people around you who don't understand English, there's this QR code somewhere. You can find it there on the floor. So I start now. Society is not natural. Western society is built on colonial violence, on black and brown bodies. Capitalism emerged out of the dispossession and violence of the colonies. And this violence is not in the past. It is our present. It continues on the borders Europe has drawn in the Sahara and the Mediterranean, where the US draws in Mexico, the borders Israel draws in Palestine and Lebanon, and it rebounds back as fascism here. Colonialism has constituted a lot of the world's knowledge. Namibia's colonial archive is written by the colonial power of Germany. Power decides what is true. Power decides who speaks and who is silent. We must question whose blood our theories sit on. Centuries of silences in the colony where white Europeans have spoken and categorized the bodies of the racialized into a taxonomy, the skulls and penises detached, measured, and classified. Whiteness is constituted in humanness. Its other is nature. Objects of study and measurement all turned into numbers and facts for universities in the West. Who's silent and who speaks? Power is irreducible. It produces, it disciplines, it takes multiple forms in different domains. Identities are constituted of power. They are neither final nor complete. They are sites of political conflict. When identities are used for solidarity, they contest power. When they are exclusionary, they normalize it. When something is natural, this is power doing its work. Capital, gender, race are all materializations of power. Capitalism produces non-political worker subjects. Patriarchy produces gender roles and family hierarchy. Zionism produces German remembrance culture and the devaluation of Palestinian lives. Racism produces the racialization of bodies and the hierarchy of humanness. But wherever there is power, there is resistance. Behind every mainstream narrative is power, the co-optation of movements, the instrumentalization of voices. Environmentalism is imperialized when protecting the environment becomes alibi for securing borders and extractions. Feminism is imperialized when women are celebrated in military positions. Anti-racism is imperialized when it is silent on Zionism and thinks about counting oppression. Anti-colonialism is imperialized when it is through non-governmental organizations and civil society. Fuck civil society. Our organization must be the refutation of all that is wrong with the society, against its hierarchies, against all forms of domination, against all forms of repression. Organizing cannot be isolated from society. It must sit in the middle of it and contest its common sense. Politics is contest and struggle, a war of position, but a war can only be won through logistics, the care work, the heart and blood of any movement. Let the resistance around the world inform our organization. The Palestinian flag must be raised wherever it is controversial, and the kufiya must remain a symbol of resistance. Learn from Palestinians, from Sahrawis in the Western Sahara occupied by Morocco, the Sudanese, Congolese. Learn from these people who have to survive the most precarious situation and let them be our role models. Through care work and mutual aid, we refute society and show that an alternative is possible. Community building is how we carry this forward. And if we imagine a better society, our organizing must show it. With this comes disappointment, and we have to solve these issues that arise between us before we splinter into smaller and smaller groups. But community building alone is not enough. It matters deeply, but only when it is rooted in a horizon of liberation for all. Without that horizon, community closes in on itself. And what we need is not just to care for one another, but to imagine and build a world where everyone is free. Freedom dreams have carried every struggle that survived its defeats. And the imagination of a world beyond this one is what keeps movements alive. It is not a province of one people to be the solution of the problem, but a civilization maddened by its own perverse assumptions and contradictions is loose in the world. A black radical tradition formed in opposition to that civilization and conscious of itself is one part of the solution. Whether the other oppositions generated from within Western society and without will mature remains problematic. But for now, we must be as one. Thank you. And I wanna add something. You heard about the trial of the Ulm 5. The Ulm 5 went to Elbit Systems, an Israeli arms company, in September last year in Ulm, in Baden-Württemberg. They have a really huge process in Stuttgart-Stammheim, which was built for Rote Armee-Fraktion, the German terrorist groups in the 60s and 70s and so on. On Monday, the process started, and the court was really repressive and doesn't want to have a fair process. We are going to have some driving together to Stuttgart at every court date. We'll keep you updated. We will have a social media and attacker note. I just wanted to share this. Thank you.